by Visit Delco. Authorities have confirmed that NHL star Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew passed away last night. In report, the brothers were hit by a suspected drunk driver while riding bikes in New Jersey. Gaudreau played 11 seasons in the NHL for the Calgary Flames and Columbus Blue Jackets. He was 31. And the Phillies beat the Braves 5-4 in their series opener last night thanks to a three-run home run from Brandon Marsh and a two-run homer from Castellanos in the seventh. Delco is a lot of awesome sports bars and restaurants, a lot of live music and arts, and a lot of parks and trails. Online at visitdelcopa.com. Weather today, cloudy with a high of 75. It's currently 67 degrees. To listen to 94 WIP, just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
Good morning. It is the WIP Morning Show. Joe Wacker back in the studio in the 1 and 2s. We got John Ritchie, James Seltzer, Jody Cameron, Devin Caney hanging out in for Rita Hughes. I'm watching on the screen over by the, I guess, blackjack tables, whatever that is over there. The Phillies game's on, and they're showing the highlights, and it's 3-0, and it's about to be 4-0, and I can't believe they won.
Yeah,
I can't. I'm putting myself back in that moment where I was last night, where I felt about that game in that moment, and I felt it. I'm like, wow, they won that game last night, guys. Like,
yeah,
this team for the last 2 months doesn't win that game.
No, at this moment, so yeah, now they're up. The Braves are up 3-0,
yep,
and then when,
yep,
especially when
4-0,
they went up 4-0, I'm like, Sanchez doesn't have it tonight. You know, this game is basically over. And I was disappointed after such a terrible, terrible loss the night before to close out that Astros series in what was essentially, or it felt like, a throwaway game, a scheduled loss, if you will, channel Doc Rivers. But they did it.
Do we have to?
They did it.
They
came back, and I think Phillies of the last like month and a half or so don't pull off.
But you remember when we had Phillies who did win.
Oh, yeah.
No, they're getting back
ago.
Into
form. No, it was earlier this season. I know it feels like 6 years ago.
It does feel like 6 years ago.
Yeah. If you just get out of your own way and you stop being Debbie Downer about this Phillies team, oh, no, we've lost another game. But we still have the best record in all of baseball. Now, not the case any longer, but we're right up where we need to be. And they are what it looks to be, turning it on at the right time. And I think that this is a group who understands how important this is going to be. It matters to them to be ready when the time's right. The time's not quite right yet, but they're doing enough to prove to us that this Braves team is not. This Braves team will emerge from this this series demoralized and completely certain in the knowledge that they are second best, that we are the team, that this is our year. Like the Braves last night, they were challenging that.
Yeah.
They had some doubts themselves.
Well, Phil still have to do it again
Phillies,
tonight and then the next 3 games because they still don't have the season series over the Braves.
Yeah, that's a good point too.
But and look,
every game we win is
right
like
now.
Winning two.
Well, it was an important one last night for the, obviously, just to start the series off right. But the point that like they can't only be a game up at the end of the series, because
right,
that was the worst case scenario. If they had gotten swept, and I think when they were down 4-0 last night, we were all thinking about
Can
it.
You imagine
they would have been one game up. Like, I mean, that's really, really scary considering how this season's gone. So I'm with you guys. I thought it was the biggest win of the season last night. Plus, talking birds as well, if you want to chime in on the Eagles, coming up in a few minutes. You don't often say, like, wholesome answers from athletes when you have them in the radio, but a wholesome answer from Saquon Barkley.
Yeah. Talk about perfect answers.
Right, perfect answer.
I was so impressed by his interview with us yesterday morning. I hadn't really heard him interviewed at length that much before, so I didn't know what to expect, but I was blown away. I thought he had some great answers and great insights.
I feel the same
and
way.
I'm so excited he's an Eagle. Like, I'm still not fully grasping the fact that Saquon Barkley is on the Philadelphia.
Feels a little surreal.
Yeah.
It does, especially with that position, them spending the money to go get him. I mean, Richie's someone who's already like, them bringing in to however you want to parse it, one of the three, four best running backs in football, it does seem surreal until I see him out there playing every game.
People don't appreciate it the way that we should. We haven't seen a back like this. He's so ideal in every way. You know, DeAndre Swift had real talent. He could make people miss. He was, he could bring a lot to the table. They didn't trust him or our backs to catch the ball, protect our quarterback. Now, not a worry in the world with that aspect, protecting. This back is great at doing that. Will Shipley, our backup now, is going to do a good job in terms of protecting our quarterback. But the difference with Saquon is he's 230 pounds, 225 pounds, and it is just power. It is just torque. It's like we have not seen a back like this talented, the combination of size and speed and explosion and catching ability and route running and just awareness and understanding of blocking schemes. This is going to open everyone's eyes to what a true legit star running back does. Three down guy. It's going to work wonders for everything. Our defense will be better because he is so good on offense.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. We don't talk enough about the impact, just hanging onto the ball, matriculating it down the field. And I thought it was interesting. You asked him about the pass pro, and he was like, you know, willingness and learning. I thought it was a fascinating answer, just understanding who's coming and all. It was really good stuff. We'll get to, again, a really – really nice thing to hear from a football player who's decided to come to your team. What Saquon said about, you know, coming home to Philadelphia, that's coming up in a minute. Let's go back to the phones and talk to our pal Mike in New York. Yep, Michael.
Good morning, my buddy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, man. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good, man. Jimmy, it's been great listening to you in the lead chair all week.
Thanks, man.
It elevated the show. I don't know why.
Joe is the best. I'm always I feel honored to get the opportunity to fill in. So it's very neat.
I have one question on Joe. Do we know if he's in Greece?
So honestly, this is another one. I have no idea. I have no idea where he is. I don't know what he did. Yeah. I feel like Greece would be an aggressive move, but
to go back,
yeah,
back to back.
But Greece, it would be hilarious if he came in on Monday and was there Tuesday.
I would not find that hilarious. I would be incredibly annoyed.
Yeah, honestly, it might be our whole show is you just grilling him about why the hell would you do that? You're just there, yeah.
Yeah, but I wouldn't put it past him.
No.
And is he with Amy? Is that another thing?
Normally, like, when he does this, you know, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego routine, I follow Amy on social media, so I will see where he is usually pretty quickly. I haven't seen anything. I genuinely have no clue where he is. He's probably at home.
Does Amy know that he's missing? Does Amy?
I don't know. I hope not.
Does she need to be alerted at this point? I have no idea.
I think she'd be aware, you know, if Joe DiCamera was missing.
You can reach out.
I don't know.
Are you chummy with Amy?
Chummy.
Did we know this?
Chums?
Yeah, I tell you guys every time Joe DiCamera disappears, I'm like, I know where he is.
Yeah, that's good. Well, this time you don't, though, is the key.
So where
in the world is Joseph D. Kamara?
My guess is probably sitting on his sofa. Where in the world is
Joseph D. Kamara? All right, Michael, you got us going here. What do you got on the birds, my friend?
That was funny. I was just talking to Wechter about this behind the scenes. Like, this, every single calendar day we get closer, it feels like we're going a calendar day away. Like, it feels like it's getting further and further away the closer we get. And I need to get this game here, and I need to get this season started because I am like a caged animal chomping at the bit. I mean, I really am just... I hear people, like, I listen all day long, and I hear people say, 10-7, 9-8. And I'm like, I just want to, like, take those people and throw them against the wall. I'm like, maybe I am seeing something that no one else is seeing, but all I know is for the last couple of years, and I'm so glad you guys were just talking about Saquon, but for the last couple of years, all we kept hearing was, like, oh, you know, McCaffrey and the Niners. We got the next closest thing to Christian McCaffrey this offseason. Do people not understand that?
No, it's a great point.
You know,
and we got the version of Christian McCaffrey that the 49ers got last year, where Christian McCaffrey was getting back to his hometown team, playing in front of the fans that matter most to him.
Yeah,
really does make a difference. I mean, even something as simple as pushing through an ankle sprain or something, it makes a difference. Hey, half of my mom's side of the family is going to be in the crowd on Sunday,
and getting an upgrade on the offense he's playing in.
Well, I think that's a bigger thing for me. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I just can't wait. And I'm digging my feet in the sand. I'm sticking at 14-3. I just don't see 13-4 at worst. I just think this team is another juggernaut, and we're just going to roll, and I just need it to start now.
Love it. Love it, Michael. Michael, you got an answer for a 90s character for us.
So I am already going to the Killers concert, so I'm trying to think of the worst character possible. So I'm going to go with Estelle Getty in my Stop Where My Mom Will Shoot.
That might be it. That might be 80s. Though. No, it might be early 90s.
Wait, didn't hear it. What did he say?
Stop Where My Mom Will Shoot, the Estelle Getty character.
Yeah. You think I know what?
No, you don't.
What movie?
This is my point. It's a really bad movie.
Like, Stop legitimately, or My Mom Will Shoot is
legitimately bad movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've known.
Remember
I've
the
known.
One, Throw Mama from the
train? Billy Crystal. What? Of course I do. Yeah.
Wow. Wasn't that with the lady
that
from
was,
the commercial?
Yeah.
The lady from the Wendy's
from
commercial.
The commercial.
Like the lady Where's the Beef?
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that true that he actually grabbed her to do his movie?
I don't know. I know
time?
It was Billy Crystal. DeVito and Billy Crystal here. I'm looking up now. The woman was Kim Geist,
I
guess.
Okay, so it was not.
Oh, look at this. So this is the woman from Goonies, right? Ann Ramsey? She's the woman from Goonies, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That is the Goonies lady.
How about that? Shout out to Goonies.
Disturbing appearance.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. All right. Coming up in 2 minutes, you're going to hear a really, really awesome answer to what Richie was just talking about. Saquon coming home, what it can mean to him, what it feels like. We're going to get to that in a sec. First, let's talk to Doughboy. What up, Doughboy?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doughboy. That's
it's a great nickname.
A great nickname.
I feel like any Doughboy, it's just like I'm in.
This a self-given nickname, or someone had to give you this, right?
No, this was me qualifying for Wing Bowl by eating raw pizza dough.
Oh, it's that Doughboy. Hello,
okay.
Doughboy. How you been, buddy?
Good, guys. How are you?
Good, man. Good.
I like pizza dough a lot also. I don't know that I could do what you've done with
a large pizza roll.
Yeah.
So what did you do to qualify, Doughboy?
A large pizza roll.
Wow. A large pizza. What was that like? Take us inside that.
Give us a plate.
It wasn't as pretty as you think.
At the time, it wasn't that hard.
Okay, better question. Better question. What made you think to do that? Because I remember back in the day, you know, it was all kinds of crazy ideas that people would have to come in. I'll eat a bowl of mayo. I'll do this, whatever. What made you think raw pizza? That's my entrance.
That day, I had actually delivered food to the original overnight show, which was Rod and Ray.
Wow.
Big Daddy Graham.
Wow.
And Angelo had an opening for a Wing Bowl stunt. And since I was a pizza guy, he asked me what I could do. And that was the first thing to pop
get
in my head.
Get out of here. That's awesome, man. That's a good
story.
And
we figured it out in about a half hour, and I did it that morning.
No way. That's awesome. Great, great stuff. All right, Doughboy, what do you got today?
Well, I just wanted to clear up some of the stuff with Brazil. This will be my, seventh trip down there.
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah, I'm in the middle of getting divorced from a Brazilian girl, and I already have another Brazilian girlfriend who I'm staying with in Sao Paulo when we go down there.
Okay.
Wow.
Hey, now.
The whole green thing is going to be ridiculous because the most popular Brazilian soccer shirt you're going to see in Sao Paulo is going to be the green Endrick jersey from Palmeiras, which
so
is
you're
the
saying
Caribbean
that
rival.
That's you're saying that's being overblown, the green thing.
It all came because they asked one of the bosses of the Corinthians, which is the stadium that they're playing in, what he thought of the game. And he said, I don't want to see that many people wearing green in my stadium.
Because it's an opposing player. But the point is there's a lot of green there is the point. Got you. Okay. All right. Well, that's a good one. What about like the, you know, the A.J. Brown being scared to walk down the street with his phone? What about that whole thing?
The phone thing, it's if you're not using it, keep it in your pocket. That's a real thing. Phones are a huge deal down there. They don't even use phones. Like, they don't text and call the way we do. Everything down there, even the businesses, all use WhatsApp. So they try to get any phone they can get unlocked, and they can get into.
Sense. Yeah, yeah.
But there's tons of places. Like, if you go, Ibirapuera Park is one of the big nature spots. Like, huge park in the middle of town, completely safe, no problems. They have a place down there called the Mercado Municipal, which is like their version of Reading Terminal Market. People go there, get this big sandwich called a mortadello that's
You had
again,
me at mortadello.
The mortadello. So is the meat itself like giant pieces of hot dog chopped up?
It's almost like sliced. Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, like a giant hot dog, but sliced.
Mm. Yeah. Sounds yeah, like almost looks like liverwurst kind of thick.
Right. Hmm.
Yeah, there's good knowledge out of you, dumb boy.
But there is a ton of, like, I'm going to be there on Tuesday. Wednesday, we're going down to Santos, which is where the Pele Museum is. It's about an hour and a half south of the city. The day after the game is their Independence Day.
Whoa.
It's a holiday, a huge party on September 7th.
Wow. All right. So good times down there. Well, Doughboy, have fun.
So you're saying the panic is, for the most part, unfounded, and that you are not nervous.
Behave like you would if you were walking around in one of the not-so-nice neighborhoods in Philadelphia. It's like being in any other city.
Sure. Okay. No, and that's usually what I think. I think in most cases, most cities are similar like that. Doughboy, you want to give us the best 90s character?
How about, I can't go because I'll be in Brazil, but how about Mr. Blonde from Michael Madsen?
Great answer, yeah. One of the all-time scenes. A little stuck in the middle with
huge
you.
Huge one.
Yeah. So you know that...
Madsen...
So his name is Vic Vega. He is supposed to be Vincent Vega's cousin. Like that. So that's the fun thing about Tarantino is Tarantino's big on shared universe.
Right.
And like, but it's like very
it's
subtle
like the
stuff.
Marvel. Like...
So like another example is in Reservoir Dogs when Harvey Keitel, Mr. White, is talking to the Rod Sterling character, like the main guy or whatever. Or not Rod Sterling, whatever that guy's name is. Lawrence Tierney, excuse me. Where he mentions doing jobs with Alabama. And Alabama is obviously Patricia Arquette from True Romance, exactly, which was written by Tarantino and stuff. So Tarantino's really big on the shared universe, but so they always thought the Vegas was going to be something that ended up happening. It just never happened. But a great answer.
Still, couldn't it?
I think he might have passed away. Mike Madsen might be. I know Tom Sizemore.
I know he had. I thought Sizemore had some trouble.
Sizemore passed away. Let me check. I think Michael Madsen might have. Let me see. Michael Madsen. Okay, good. I'm inadvertently killing off Michael Madsen. He's also has the same birthday as me. Well, that's random. Happy birthday.
That is so random.
How old is he?
He's 66 now. Tom Sizemore.
Okay, that's kind of crazy, actually.
Yeah, Sizemore. Yeah. But Madsen's still at a workable age. Yeah, this sounds doable, man.
Tarantino, if you're listening.
The Vegas. Bring
well,
it,
not,
Quentin.
Devin, if you're listening. Quentin, we know you're listening.
Big WIP.
215-592-9499. We're back to the phones in 1 second. I keep mentioning this audio. Let's get to it. Saquon Barkley was on with us yesterday. And to Devin's point, it really was. I thought he was absolutely fantastic to talk to. Clearly a very smart, interesting, thoughtful, likable person. I thought this answer, you know, just talking about what Richie's been talking about, coming home, about being an Eagle and what that means to him. I thought, you know, you don't hear this kind of wholesome stuff from athletes all the time. Here's what Saquon said.
It's definitely been a fresh start for me. I would say that's probably been the biggest blessing. You get accustomed to doing one thing and, you know, over and over again for the last 6 years. And now you get a fresh start. I love the way things are run here. You know, from top to bottom, you know, I think Coach did a really good job of focusing on his players and listening to his players. You know, I feel like that the city, just that practice we had the other day, I spoke on it before, but we had like an open practice and there was like 50,000 fans. Like, I don't know how many places are doing something like that. And you could just feel the passion, whether it's funny enough, I know we're talking about golf. If I'm at a golf course and, you know, I hit a golf shot. At least, you know, they'll wait till after I hit the golf shot. But after I hit the golf shot, you get a loud Go Birds.
Go Birds, baby!
You get a loud Go Birds chant. So it just for me, it's just fun. The city is full of passion. The fan base is full of passion. And to have a fresh start is something that I definitely needed, something that me and my family definitely needed. You know, my family could see a difference in me.
Wow.
You know, even at home. So
that's
I'm
so cool.
Super excited and thankful. From Howie and all the you know, everybody from top to bottom to give me this opportunity.
So I'm sitting here just smiling, listening to it because it makes me happy to hear him talk that way, Richie. I thought and you know, we reacted after, but I think you and I were both completely blown away by the concept of him just being at home and his family, his wife saying, "Wow, you're so much happier. You look so much happier. I'm so happy for you." Like, I thought that was really impactful yesterday, hearing him talk.
Yeah,
about it that
I do
way.
Think it matters. I think his outlook on life being affected can only help us. It can only help the Eagles. This is a great thing, and I love the fact that it seems like he and Jalen really are hitting it off too. You know, like they have been doing a lot of stuff on their own. It appears just getting out and throwing the ball, working out, doing extra stuff here and there. That does not hurt anything. These guys getting along, and that's they're going to lead us to the promised land if they do this the right way. We have so much talent, and now we've got the scheme to go with it. It all feels like it's coming together, guys.
It really does. I've already got my win total. We'll do our official predictions next week and all that. But I was sitting at 11-6 after the schedule came out. Like I'm much closer. I am definitely at 12-5. My question is more really? Closer to 13 than I am to 11 at this point. Like I'm wow. with you. I've started to move that direction. Obviously, we'll get into our prediction all last week. But John, I'm with you. I feel great. I really do about where this team is at. I said it to Elliot. Elliot Shore Parks obviously did a Go Birds pod yesterday. And I said to him, I'm like, you know, everything we wanted after the Jalen answer, you know, the question and answer that we spent 5 weeks talking about, like, after that, like, everything you could have wanted for this team to come back and hear what Jalen said, hear what Nick said, see about how they go about their business, hear the reports come out about how they look, like, Devin, I don't think you could have asked for a more perfect training camp from that perspective.
No, I think that they squashed any negativity that might have been swirling around the team after the comments and, of course, after the end of their season. Now it's just we need to see them string it all together, put it all together on the field week one. This feels like it's been, I don't know about you guys, I feel like this has been like the longest training camp preseason ever because I'm just so eager to see what it actually looks like, because, you know, we haven't really seen that throughout the preseason, definitely not on the offensive side. So.
Well, especially coming off how it ended last year, I think we're all eager and chomping at the bit
to channel Jalen.
Have new Eagles experiences to think and talk about. No drop of the week today, obviously, without Joe here. It just doesn't seem to work as well. But sponsored by, when we do drop of the week, it is sponsored by Family & Company Jewelers. Visit them online at familyjewelers.com or on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey. Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. All right, one more segment for us to go. I mentioned before when Kenan Sinamintin was on, I have some Nick Castellanos audio I want to play for you where he just thinks different. But in this case, like, you don't hear players bring up what he brought up. And I think he is stone cold, 100% dead right with what he has to say. What did Nick say? We'll tell you next. It's the Morning Show. We're coming right back.
You've heard me talk about my friends at PDQ Signature Systems and how their top-rated restaurant management system has helped thousands of companies in the restaurant, hospitality, bar, and casino businesses. I've seen their operation, the people, the technology. It's so impressive. If you're tired of outdated, slow, and inefficient point-of-sale systems, it's time to go all in and revolutionize your business with PDQ Signature Systems, the game-changer in the world of POS solutions. Joe Flynn, we were over there broadcasting from his headquarters. Joe Flynn and his team at PDQ, they've been the industry leader for over 35 years for a reason. It's because they offer everything. Mobile POS, self-service kiosks, enterprise reporting, contactless functionality, data and cybersecurity, and the best service and support in the industry. PDQ POS is the fastest, easiest, and most reliable POS available. Whether you have a single location restaurant or thousands of locations, they'll customize a POS solution for your business. Trust me, if you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Schedule your free demo and business consultation today at pdqpos.com. That's pdqpos.com.